USA News, I'm John Schaefer. A federal judge is giving former President Trump until later today to respond to special counsel Jack Smith's motion for a protective order. Smith filed the motion Friday after Trump posted on Truth Social, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you." Trump pleaded not guilty Thursday to criminal charges connected to his alleged efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. There's concern in Washington after 11 Russian and Chinese warships carried out an operation near Alaska's Aleutian Islands. The Navy, in response, sent destroyers to shadow the fleet before it left the area without entering U.S. territory. Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan said the incident is a reminder that we've entered a new era of authoritarian aggression led by dictators in Beijing and Moscow. Parents are paying more for back-to-school supplies for their kids this year. This shopper says cuts will have to be made.
We're going to recycle what we already have at home, and whatever we're missing, that's what we're going to get this year to make sure it fits into the budget, because everything is double the price.
The National Retail Federation says families are expected to spend $25 more than last year. Overall, Americans will spend a record $42 billion. A new study is suggesting that as many as two-thirds of all Americans own a gun, but experts say it's hard to get an actual number.
We just don't know the number of people that have it handed down to them through families or obtained them illegally.
Greg Fremen, who's a professor at Sam Houston State University, says research shows there is a link between rising crime rates and rising gun purchases. A majority of Americans, 57%, expressed disapproval of President Biden's approach to addressing climate change. That's according to a poll by the Washington Post, University of Maryland. The same poll indicates that only 27% are acquainted with Biden's Inflation Reduction Act, the legislation he asserts combats the issue. This is USA News.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
A new study shows just 1 in 5 adults addicted to opioids get medication to treat it. More than 80,000 people died from a drug overdose involving opioids in 2021, a number that has surged recently. The National Institute on Drug Abuse and Prevention says white people are much more likely than black people to receive treatment. Experts say the growth of telemedicine appointments can help close those treatment disparities. Americans keep paying more for gas, but there may be some relief coming soon. AAA reporting the national average for gas increased by 7 cents from last week to $3.83 a gallon. Relief may be coming with oil refinery operations returning back to full capacity after a heat wave slowed them down. Weird Barbie, the breakout character from the hit movie Barbie, is getting its own doll.
The doll is inspired by Kate McKinnon's character, complete with a pink baby doll dress, short spiky blonde hair with pink and blue highlights, squiggly forehead lines, and a circle around her eye. On Instagram, Mattel wrote, "Barbie knows what it's like to play just a little too much," when announcing the doll, which you can pre-order by August 18th. In the meantime, the Barbie movie has earned more than $1 billion at the global box office, making it the first film solely directed by a woman to ever cross that mark. Lisa G., New York.
The Mega Millions jackpot is now just over $1.5 billion. That comes out to a $757 million lump sum before taxes, of course. Odds of winning about 1 in 300 million. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
O'Reilly Auto Parts' new Brake Mess Select Pro brand raises the bar for the best aftermarket domestic brake pads and rotors available. For vehicle-specific friction formulations, Quiet-Tech noise-canceling shims, and stainless steel hardware, choose Brake Mess Select Pro. Professional-grade brakes from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.